Hi, I'm Tana Weingartner here with WVXU's Bill Reinhardt, our All Things Considered host extraordinaire. Are you ready to learn all about Bill? I am. All right, Bill, how are you?
So far, so good.
Well, we'll take care of that right now. You've worked at a commercial news station. Now you work at a public news station. Tell us how they're different, what kind of stories, or how are the two things different for you?
Well, here we get to put a lot more thought into our stories. Commercial radio stations, most of them I worked at, were hourly newscasts, and it was just feeding the beast. Every hour you had to have some kind of content, whether it was complete or not, you had to have something on the air to fill that time. Here we can take a little more time, find out the facts, all of them, and
those pesky facts.
Yeah, I know. And get them in some kind of logical order.
You live where you work. You live downtown. Do you feel like that means that you get asked to cover more than your fair share of downtown stories?
Oh, that's fine with me because I already know where to park.
We have about 5 reporters in our newsroom. We're the only folks that don't have our own offices. What do you think is the best part and also the most difficult part about that?
Well, I don't know if there's a best part or the most difficult part. It was an adjustment because at commercial radio stations I worked at, you had a lot of police scanners, so there was always noise. And here there's always noise, but it's not constant. There's interludes of quiet where everyone's thinking and typing and writing and maybe making a phone call. But other radio stations, there's just this cacophony of noise. And I've worked with people who actually lost their minds because of the noise. It's just a matter of getting used to one style versus getting used to another.
Yes or no on Jay's puns, they make it a better work environment?
They did not. Not at all.
Oh, we love you, Jay Hanselman. What, Bill, do you do for fun when you're off the clock?
Oh, I do some reading. I like listening to music, and I like things that are good. You know, all just the generic stuff.
So when you came here to WVXU, this was your first fundraising gig where you get to ask listeners to help share some of their hard-earned dollars with us. Were you worried about that? Have you found any pleasant surprises?
I was a little worried. I'm not the kind of guy who likes to ask people for things, whether it be a favor or money. So I was a little worried, but it's actually kind of fun because we can show a little more of our own personalities during these fun drives.
I agree. And it says here I'm supposed to ask who your favorite fundraising pitch partner is and why is she so fabulous?
That would be Tana. And just it's fun to work with you because it's fun to see your expressions when I say something stupid or off the wall. And every now and then we will make each other start to giggle. And you
it's
remember
usually
that.
You make me start
yeah,
to giggle.
And then we both have to kind of make it through that moment without making eye contact because just keeps the giggling going. And if you've ever tried to not giggle, especially on the air, you'll know it's not always easy.
And the check for saying that I'm your favorite will be on your desk when you get
Thank
to your
you.
Office.
Well, just as we agreed.
What was your favorite television show when you were a kid?
Doctor Who.
When you were a kid?
Yeah.
Oh, what's your favorite show now?
Doctor Who.
Okay, so the old and the reboot.
Yes.
All right. And last time you binge-watched a show,
Doctor
what was
Who?
It?
Doctor Who.
All right, it's time for everybody's favorite game, rapid-fire questions. Meat lovers or veggie pizza?
Meat.
Baseball or soccer?
Baseball.
Wrong. Ice cream or nachos?
Nachos. Yeah, nachos.
Craft beer or bourbon?
Bourbon.
Ah, I expected you to say neither. All right. Over the Rhine or downtown?
They both have their advantages. They both have their disadvantages. It depends on a little... I know it's not a rapid-fire answer. It depends on the setting and my mood.
Van Morrison or Eric Clapton?
I like them when they play together.
Oh, interesting. Action or comedy?
I like a good action comedy. Anything by Edgar Wright, Simon Pegg, Nick Frost. Those three could make watching paint dry amusing and entertaining.
And last but not least, Super Troopers or Monty Python?
I'm gonna have to go with Monty Python just because they've got a larger body of work. I realize the guys behind Super Trooper or Broken Lizard, they've been a comedy troupe for a very long time. But Monty Python, I grew up watching that.
All right. Well, you can hear Bill every weekday on All Things Considered and Here and Now starting at 3 o'clock on 91.7 WBXU. Bill, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.